Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sandy Hill's Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sand Hill Stories, where we dive into the rich history and untold tales of the Nebraska Sand Hills, stories of resilience, hard work, and the people who have shaped this land for generations. Today is part two of the interview with Janie Swanson, who is married to Randy. Randy is the sixth generation Cherry County resident from Chalmers Lovejoy, who came to Cherry County in 1884. Here, I'm going to read what this says.
Okay.
John Lovejoy left Andover, England, arrived to USA on ship Arabella with 100 men and 68 officers at Newbury, Massachusetts on 4/11/1630. And in 1644, he moved to Andover, Massachusetts. And then when Fred was seven, by then Chalmers was, we read, was living in Iowa.
Yes.
So Andover, England, Massachusetts,
Iowa.
Whatever happened in between there, Iowa, and then
Nebraska.
An arduous journey to get to Cherry County, Nebraska.
Yes, quite a journey.
Then you brought in a brand. Tell me about this brand.
Well, Chalmers Lovejoy, it was March 1900. He was one of the first 10 brands in the state of Nebraska, and we have the original document. And then down here in the 40s, we have Clarence Lovejoy, and he transferred that brand, the CAL brand, to Clarence Lovejoy in January of 1940, and Clarence kept that, and now it's been transferred to us, and we have the brand. So the brand, the original brand's only changed hands three times.
And then I was interested when you said, so back to the seven-year-old boy who wrote the diary, Fred Lovejoy.
Yes.
That is your husband's...
Okay, Fred was the oldest son of Chalmers.
Okay.
And Fred married Eva Lansing, which John was her brother and took all the pictures. Fred and Eva had Violet Jenny Florence, which is my husband's grandmother, James Clarence Iona and Virginia. We are related through Florence Lovejoy, and she married an Allen. Her daughter, Luella, married a Swanson, and that's why Swansons are on Lovejoy land.
Okay. So tell me about, you said that these two bachelors, Grandma came down to cook for the hay crew.
Right. Clarence and James live south of town on, it's actually a mutual homestead that Chalmers had gotten, and they live 10 miles south of town. And Florence, her husband died early, and so she would come in the summertime and cook for the hay crew because the boys never married. And Randy would come along, and he started working in the hay field on the ranch when he was 10 years old. And then in the fall, Grandma would move back up to South Dakota and live with her daughter, Luella Swanson, Randy's mother. And he did that every summer. Well, then when he could drive, he would drive down and work for the boys. And finally, he just moved down after high school and stayed with the boys and worked. And so that's why Randy is on the place, because he's one of the ones that took so much interest in it. And Clarence and James gave it to him.
And so Randy graduated from where?
He graduated from Todd County High School.
Okay. Your family is rich in history. Not only rich in history, but you've done such a good job of preserving it.
The Lovejoys, we were really lucky because on our place, the house that our original house, Chalmers and his wife, Jenny, both died in that house. And then Fred and his wife, Eva, both died in that house. And James and Clarence, of course, took over the place. Fred died in that house. And so everything just stayed as a collection in that house. It was not separated or drug around to other people. And that's why we were so lucky to have so many things.
Is that house still standing?
Yes, the house is still standing. Although now my grandchildren call it like a Halloween house because it's pretty spooky. But that house originally belonged on a mutual a Butro place. And we have a hay meadow, and it was east of our place. And what they did is they lifted the house up and put it on logs. And then horses pulled the house down the valley, and they would just switch the logs out. And that's how they got it to where it's standing today. Another thing about the house is that when they had the upstairs remodeled, they went out to the fort, and they were tearing down the fort at that time. And so you could get windows and lumber from the U.S. fort out east of Valentine. And so when you go upstairs in that house, there are windows that are stamped U.S. Army, you know, and they used wood from there too. So that's always kind of interesting. The kids love it. The house is, I think since Clarence and James were the last to live in it, it's just, you know, old age now. It's an old house.
But it's a treasure.
Chalmers was not social. He wouldn't sit for a photograph, and he wouldn't visit with you if you came to the ranch. Jenny, his wife, did all of that. But I can tell you things that Chalmers did as an entrepreneur. He owned part of, or maybe all of, I'm not quite sure on that, the silent movie theater in Valentine when they had it. And the only reason that I found that out is right after we were married and we moved on the place. I mean, everything was just like fascinating because I'm from Colorado and don't have a history like this. But Grandma Allen, Florence Allen, she told me she had this spinning stool that you sit on, and it had wire claw feet. And she put plants on it. And I asked her where she got that from. And she says, oh, it goes with the player piano. And I said, where's the player piano? And she said, it's up on the Roy Beeman place. They had a small little house, and they were going to add an attic. And so they took that player piano with ropes and moved it up on the beams up to the second story that they were building, and then put the roof and everything around it. And there's no way to get that out of that house except tear the house down, because the stairs were built along the wall. There's no way to do that. And it's still there. So we tinned the roof right away because nobody was living in the house, because we didn't want moisture or anything to get in it. They played that at the silent movie. That was the music at the silent pictures.
Does it still work?
It did the last time we were up there. Now, I haven't been there for like 10 years. So.
Wow. This seems like a good time talking about businesses in Valentine to thank our sponsors, Tarani Motors.
With so many choices in vehicles, finding the perfect match can be daunting. But at Tarani Motors, located in Valentine, Nebraska, we've got you covered. From rugged trucks like the Ford F-350 to sporty cars like the Ford Mustang and spacious minivans such as the Chrysler Pacifica, there's something for everyone. Plus, our high-quality pre-owned selection offers affordability with upfront pricing. Why wait? Discover your next ride at Tarani Motors today.
Well, this just makes me want to know, how did you meet Randy?
I was teaching school in South Dakota in Todd County. I met Randy up there because his mother and family lived up there. And our first date was on Labor Day weekend. And we went down to Clarence's house, which is the place we're on, and painted the house. And Grandma was down there cooking for the boys. And so Grandma and I slept in the same bed. And Randy and the two bachelor brothers slept upstairs, and that was our first date. We painted that house for 3 days. It's a two-story house. And I came from Colorado, and I told my mom what we had done, and she goes, what were you thinking? You know, that's not even a date, but it was fun. And I don't know, all of our dates revolved around work.
That's what I was just going to say. He didn't hide his cards, did he? You knew when you married him, it was all you were going to be working.
That was the way it was going to go. He did have a Ford Cobra Torino, though. I must say the car won my heart before the boy. It was really a nice good-looking car, and we still have the car.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. You are an artifact-collecting family.
Yeah, it's a 1970.
How long have you and Randy been married?
We've been married 48 years.
Incredible. I love that story so much. So you were first married. You lived in Todd County. When did you come to Cherry County?
We only lived in Todd County 3 months. And that's when James had his stroke and we had to move down because Clarence had to have somebody there all the time to help him with James.
And for a girl raised in Colorado and then briefly in Todd County and then came down and became a Sandhills ranch wife and probably a little bit of a nursemaid and Clarence's right-hand gal.
And we all lived in the same house.
Oh.
Because Grandma was there also.
Oh.
So on the main floor, there were two bedrooms. James was in one and Florence was in the other, Grandma Allen. Upstairs, there was two large bedrooms. Clarence was in one and Randy and I were in the other. But we lived in the house for almost a year before we got a little trailer house and we put it right next to their house and then we stayed there.
Oh, goodness. What was it like for you when you first started ranch?
Well, when I first moved to the ranch, I continued to teach in Todd County for a couple more years. So I drove back and forth. But in the summertime, I became part of the hay crew. This is a girl that came from Greeley, Colorado, never been on a ranch, and now she's driving a tractor with a rake. And it was a dump rake, you know, a 32-foot long dump rake. And of course, I can't tell you how many fences I took out, and I wrapped it around a pole one time. And then they moved me to a swather. Okay, so I was on this windrower, and I was windrowing. Randy was in a completely different field. Oh, it got wrapped up. I mean, it was canary grass. It was everything. It was where I was not supposed to be. And so I stopped, and I got out, and I had this little pocket knife, and I'm sitting on the reel crying and cutting and throwing grass and crying and cutting and throwing grass. Pretty soon, here comes Clarence. And he sits on the reel with me and he gives me this bigger knife and he says, we can do this together.
Oh.
And Clarence and I sat out in the hot sun for like 2 hours or more, maybe three. And we cut and threw grass and cut and threw grass. And of course, I was so thankful that he came. And pretty soon he says, I'll have to talk to Randy. He should have never sent you to this field. I was in the middle of a swamp. Didn't know any better. I was trying to cut cattails.
Oh,
but anyway, he had a large army telescope in the barn. And every once in a while, he'd go in the barn. He had a big old fat chair there. And he'd look out over and he'd look at all the geese and everything that was on our lake. Because we've got a lake right in the middle of our meadow. And he saw me down there trying to cut with a pocket knife. So here he came. And he was well into his 70s, probably, you know. He didn't have to come and do that because he didn't go to the hayfield anymore. But here he came and he sat there so nice and he didn't lecture me. He just sat. It was like a big teddy bear sitting next to you, cutting grass and throwing it and cutting grass and throwing it.
That's a precious memory.
He was such a quiet gentleman.
Once again, this is Dean from Tarani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhills Stories. I invite you to stop by Tarani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhills Stories.